This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Chaos in Southern California as federal immigration agents storm pot farms. They clashed with hundreds of protesters who tried to block the way as they drove across fields in Camarillo, detaining workers. CBS News Los Angeles, Joy Benedict.
And it started with people showing up, whether they were looking for loved ones or just hearing about the activity. And then that's when things escalated. So people were yelling at the Border Patrol agents. The Border Patrol agents had what appeared to be pepper balls. They had the smoke bombs. And they also had some of the gas irritants.
President Trump travels to Texas today to assess damage from last Friday's flash flooding that killed at least 121 people.
The president's trip will include an aerial viewing of the devastated region. Trump also will meet with family members of flood victims and with first responders. He'll also take part in a briefing and a roundtable discussion with local officials. The visit will mark a full week since the torrential downpours that hit part of the Texas Hill Country in the early morning hours of July 4th. The president said he waited to visit the region because he didn't want to be in the way of rescuers or other first responders, mindful that presidential visits require vast security precautions. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Southwest is baking under a record-setting heat wave. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Phoenix, where there have been just 4 days in the last 5 weeks when temperatures didn't top 100 degrees.
Hikers have been pulled off of mountaintops here by helicopter, overcome with the heat. A 67-year-old man from Texas died during extreme heat conditions at the Grand Canyon while hiking.
On Wednesday, it got up to 118 in Phoenix. President Trump's made a new threat in his on-again, off-again trade fight with Canada. He's told Prime Minister Carney he'll impose a 35% tariff on imports August 1st if they don't make a deal before then. Still, Goldie Hyder at the Canadian Business Council says his country probably will not retaliate.
I think we have to be very careful to say to one country, tariffs are really bad, and then put them on your own citizens. So I would expect that to be a last resort. The strategy that seems to be pursuing is one of there will be no tariffs at the other end because Canada has a special case to make.
New research finds it's never too late to get a move on. CBS's Michael George.
Being physically active as an adult lowers your risk of death by 30 to 40% later in life. A study published by the British Journal of Sports Medicine found people who were consistently active got the most benefit. But even people who did not exercise but started becoming more active had a 20 to 25% lower risk of death.
Dow futures down 285. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Students at UW Parkside and UW schools across the state will see their tuition rise by about 5% this fall. It follows a decision by the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents yesterday. The increase means base tuition at Parkside will reach $7,300 for the next academic year. University officials say they're responding to inflation and state funding caps. In a unique scene yesterday, Racine firefighters pulled a fire truck up to Lake Michigan and pumped water into the kids' fishing pond for Salmonorama. The fishing competition and festival returns to Festival Park today. Lines are going in the water, plus there's live music, food, and children's activity that will all run through next Sunday. Tonight's events will be capped off by a fireworks show. There's more about the daily rundown at Salmonorama at WRJN.com. Those looking for a new place to get groceries still need to wait a few weeks. Those looking for a job can act next week. Work is drawing to a close on the Woodman's in Racine at the Regency Mall site. In a sign of doors opening soon, they'll be holding open interviews next week, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. It's believed a store is set to open sometime next month. The new Woodman's is part of a $120 million redevelopment project at Regency Mall, which also includes apartments, more retail, and more food options. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Bucks introduce Miles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball at the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. The Bucks beat the Denver Nuggets last night, 90-89. The Bucks holding a press conference to officially introduce their new center. Miles Turner picked up in free agency from the Pacers. GM John Horst, head coach Doc Rivers, taking questions for the first time since revamping the roster, waiving Damian Lillard and Brooke Lopez moving to the Clippers. Bobby Portis, who's been re-signed, was asked what would he tell Turner about joining the Bucks organization.
Finally found a home in Milwaukee where it's comfortable. Winning culture, winning team. We always in the playoffs, always have a chance to win a championship. Playing with great players, have a chance to, you know, build a legacy. All those things kind of just hit home for me.
Baseball. Brewers tonight against the Nationals in Milwaukee. Quinn Priester against Washington left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Nationals in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Quarter inch or more possible each day. We'll get to 84 for a high today, 70 tonight, 85 tomorrow. Sunday will be better with sunshine and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Currently, it's 69.
I waste endless amounts of time, endless hours watching TV. TV that I can't believe I'm watching while I'm watching it, but I can't turn it off. This is the best example of the last 6 months. About 3 months ago, I watched Martha Stewart build a hammock for a cat. Swear to God. I don't even have a cat. I was just so astonished that a human being could reach this point in their life where you are literally this out of things to do, and there's enough free room in your brain for the thought to get in while looking at the cat. I don't think he's comfortable enough. I see him in a hammock with a martini. I think Martha Stewart is evil. I can't prove that. Her little project, she's like, well, this should only take 30 minutes. For you, you had 10 guys shopping for this for 4 days. You go to Home Depot and try to find cat hammock carpet.
See you. Supremes, come see about me. It's 610 local news, timeless hits at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. We have a lot of rain in the forecast. Showers and thunderstorms possible today, tonight, and tomorrow. Highs 83 degrees today. Lows tonight 72, highs 84 tomorrow. Then on Sunday, no chance of rain. Just sunshine with a high near 83. That's nice. Get at least half the weekend. Cloudy, 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. It's hard to believe a week ago today was the 4th of July. We're getting ready for the parade. A week ago. Just seems like it was yesterday, but no. Hey, it's 6:10 coming up this morning. A ton of stuff going on here. At 7:35, we're going to be talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Got a blockbuster. Could be one of the biggest movies, if not the biggest movie of the summer, opening up today. Also coming up at, 8:25 this morning, we're going to talk to Sean Del Grosso, executive director of the Racine Concert Band. Get the lowdown on their concert coming up Sunday night. At, 8:35, we're going to talk to Wilbert Kennedy, head coach of the Racine Raiders. And at 8:50 this morning, our sports guy here at Civic Media, Mike Clemens. So, a whole bunch of stuff going on this morning. You keep it right here, right? 6:11, local news, timeless hits. It's Hometown Radio Refresh from Civic Media, WRJN. Here's CCR.
Nelson, a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on a river.
Mary, 6:14, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. What are you sitting down to breakfast with this morning? What kind of cereal are you eating? Well, let's find out if it's any good or not. The jury's still out on whether Cinnamon Toast Crunch's new bacon cereal, which we talked about the other day, is the worst ever, but what's the best? The TropicalFruit.com ranked the 10 best cereals of all time. See if your childhood favorite made their cut. Number 10, they're great, Frosted Flakes. Preceded by Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms. I have it every day. Love Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Number 7, Wheaties. That's about the only healthy one on the list here. Number 6, Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries, preceded by Honeycomb, which has been around for about 50, 60 years. Cinnamon Life is number 4. Number 3, Fruity Pebbles. Number 2, Cocoa Krispies. And number 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but without the bacon flavor. Yeah. There were some other, I think Cocoa Puffs was on the list way down there somewhere. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I don't think I've ever tried that before. I'm a Lucky Charms guy. What can I tell you? 6:15, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Roger McGuinn and the birds right now. We're looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 83. Same for tonight, lows 72. Partly sunny chance of some more rain on Saturday, but sunny on Sunday. Turn, 619, local news, timeless hits for you, WRJN. So a 29-year-old woman in Miami was driving to Wendy's last month when she saw a 97-year-old lady walking down the road. She picked her up and bought her lunch. Now, a video she posted blew up online, ended up changing that lady's life. You see, she needed a new walker and help with bills. People have donated $20,000 on GoFundMe to help her out. See, a good deed. And look what it turned out to. To be. Isn't that something? I love that story. I love stories like that. It makes me feel good. 6:19, it's time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click to cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
And check this out. The WRJN Big Deal of the Day is Aero Smoothies and Cafe. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab. You'll get $20 worth of gift certificates for Aero Smoothies and Cafe for just $10, half off. Today only, check out the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by Hands Free Skechers Slip-Ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-Ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-Ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. In all your favorite Skechers styles, find Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
So all alone, I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere.
Somebody wants to be wanted like me.
Where are you?
Doesn't somebody
running free. But I don't want to be. I couldn't take another day like yesterday. I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Family, yeah, and local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Let's see, what do we got here on the clock? It's 6:26 on a, what is today? What, today's a Friday, of course. I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going today. Hey, did you ever notice that those white dashed lines on the highway? You ever see them when you're driving? Of course you have. Do you ever give any thought to how long each white line is? Probably not. I'm going to tell you, though, those white dashed lines on the highway are each 10 feet long. I know what you're saying, but I'm driving. They look like they're 2 feet long. You're not the only one. Next time you're driving, take a good look. They are 10 feet long, and I've measured them. I have those lines in front of my house. I've actually measured them. They are 10 feet long. Hard to believe, huh? It looks like they're little tiny dots on the road when you're traveling. That's why they make them 10 feet long, so you can see them. Oh, this is Elvis. This is from his big comeback TV special, If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding. That will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh, everyone tell me why. Oh, why, oh, why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud with too much rain.
1968 is comeback TV special. Elvis, If I Could Dream. You know, a lot of people don't realize how many gospel albums Elvis made. He made a ton of them. I think just as many as he made rock and roll albums, because we listen to them. And it's just, it doesn't end. All his studio recordings he made with Jordan Ayers and all his other groups he used. A lot of gospel recordings. Hey, it's 6:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Work is nearly finished on the new Woodman's in Racine. The store at the Regency Mall site is expected to open sometime next month. But first, they need to hire some folks to do cleanups on aisle 4 and price checks. Open interviews are scheduled at Woodman's next week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The grocery is part of a $120 million Regency Mall redevelopment that will also bring new apartments, retail, and dining options to the area. A man from Elkhorn has been charged with a hate crime after allegedly posting a violent, derogatory comment targeting an LGBTQ plus organization across the state line. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office assisted in the arrest of 38-year-old William Ramlow after police tracked the threat to his home. He has since been extradited to Lake County, Illinois to face charges. The kids' pond is filled up, the bait is baited, and the grounds at Festival Park are coming alive for more than a week. Salmonorama kicks off today. Yesterday, a Racine fire truck drew water from Lake Michigan to help fill the kids' fishing pond. The tournament begins today with a $50,000 grand prize. There's also lots of entertainment planned, along with food, beverages, and more. Tonight, there are fireworks. The event runs all week, with more information on the festival's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Did you know that 85% of rural fire departments in Wisconsin operate entirely with volunteers? That's a problem. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. A problem revealed in a recent statewide survey done by the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. James Small is the Emergency Medical Services Outreach Program Manager that took a look at the numbers, and he said, it's not just the lack of people in rural communities, it's flat-out expense.
It used to be you could buy a new fire engine for $400,000, maybe up to $500,000, let's say like 10 years ago. That same vehicle today is pushing $1 million or more. And then on top of that, getting the people in place to staff those apparatus is yet another challenge. Because I think what we've seen with our communities is that a lot of people work outside the communities that they live in, where a few decades ago there was manufacturers and things like that all over the place that were in the communities and allowed people to leave and go to fires and stuff like that. But when that person's working half an hour or an hour outside the community, that's not realistic anymore.
James Small is the EMS Outreach Program Manager with the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. The survey they conducted earlier this year was statewide and got contributions from 418 fire chiefs. That represented about 52% of departments statewide. One issue they noted, over 80% of firefighters receive little or no monetary compensation.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most, your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line.
Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And since July is National Ice Cream Month, a brand new tool to connect you with ice cream right here in the state, courtesy of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. They've got about 20 unique ice cream experiences that you can follow on the brand new Ice Cream Trail. Find it at gatherwisconsin.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Quarter inch or more possible each day. We'll get to 84 for a high today, 70 tonight, 85 tomorrow. Sunday will be better with sunshine and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I don't like getting woken up. I hate getting woken up. I get woken up by guys trimming trees outside my window. 7 a.m., trimming trees. Exactly at 7. Like the clock went, and they started. Which means they were on the trees ready at 6:58. We're gonna be jerks in 2 minutes. So what I wanted to do was wait for them to finish trimming and just follow one of the guys to his house. Stand outside his bedroom window, wait for him to go to bed. Just go, ma'am, 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 ma'am. Just be quiet for 5 minutes. Go. Why would you do that at 7 a.m.? Trees are gonna be there at noon. They don't leave. They're not. They don't walk. They're not the trees from Lord of the Rings.
Dancing in the streets. It's 6:30. Actually, it's dancing in the streets, not plural. 6:39, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJM. I don't know if you heard this story in the news, but it's really a nightmare. A woman in San Jose, California, has been getting hundreds and hundreds of Amazon packages over the past year, and they all contain the same thing. Oversized fake leather car seat covers, which were made in China. They're scattered all over her property. She can't fit her car inside the garage anymore. She also refused delivery on hundreds more. She repeatedly complained to Amazon, but they gave her the runaround. They promised deliveries would stop, but of course they didn't. They told her to dispose of the boxes herself or donate them. The woman said she couldn't afford to do that. No charity wants hundreds of fake leather, oversized seat covers. She contacted the local news, and they looked into it. Turns out that the Amazon seller was in China, and they randomly just picked her name out and put her address as the return address because they don't want to have to pay for all these large boxes sent all the way back to China. It's kind of a scam to get around Amazon's international policy. Now, once the woman's story hit the news, Amazon finally had a truck pulled up to her house and picked up all the boxes. Supposedly, it's all taken care of, and she won't receive any more. The power of the press. You get the press involved. You get the media involved, and Amazon caved right away. Speaking about Amazon, they're in the middle of their Amazon Prime Week. There are reports that sales were down this time around, but Amazon denies it. Here's hoping they add a hot deal on fake leather oversized car seats to all their Prime deals. Eh?
Yeah, I want to love my life the way I want to love my life the way I want to love, love, love. Love my life the way with you. Ooh. I want your hugging in the morning. All your kissing the late at night. I want your sweet talk in the sunshine.
Gene Pitney, Love My Life Away, 643, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for a chance of showers and thunder bumpers today with a high near 83, the same tonight, low 72, same tomorrow, highs 84, and just sunny and gorgeous on Sunday with a high near 83. Cloudy, 67 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Well, no one in history has ever raved about their experiences at the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, other than being thankful it wasn't as bad as they expected. But some DMVs are worse than others. A website analyzed the terribleness of 140 DMV locations across 30 U.S. cities. They found that the city with the best DMV is Indianapolis. The worst is in Charlotte, North Carolina. When I got my driver's license, I had to go to the DMV where I lived. It wasn't around here. And I had to fill out a piece of paper at the desk. He said, "Well, sign this." And they say, "I have a pen." The pen machine is over there. For 25 cents, you had to buy a pen. They would not give you a pen to sign the paper. I had to go to the pen machine and buy a pen. That is the worst experience at a DMV. They made the list, by the way. I won't tell you what city it was. They made the list at number 9 or so. But could you imagine having to buy a pen because you had to sign a piece of paper at the DMV? That's true. 644 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Son of a preacher man. Right now, here's Dusty Springfield.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was.
sweet talking to me. You come and tell me everything is all right. You kiss and tell me everything is all right. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Son of a preacher man, love Dusty Springfield. 646, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow. Just sunny on Sunday. Looks for highs around 83 today, 84 tomorrow, 83 on Sunday. You get the picture. Right now, cloudy, 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. Take a good look at your fellow coworkers this morning. A new study found that 9% of adult workers in their 30s use alcohol, marijuana, and harder drugs like cocaine while on the job. Probably not at your place, though, right? No, not even here either. Other places, but not around here. 647 WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
WRJN.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Pasadena, 652 local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Got a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Highs near 83, 67 degrees and cloudy. Right now at Radio Park, where it's time for Moron News. Get this. A Detroit police officer arrested last month for stealing about $600 from a suspect. You know how come they caught him? He had his body camera on, filming the whole thing. 653, got Ricky now. Ah, teenage idol.
Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune, no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. And fame, and lots of people know my name. That won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no
Robin tells me Ricky Nelson had that song sung about himself. I just have that feeling because it was a teenage idol, and maybe he was lonesome. He had that TV show. Him and his mom and dad and his brother all started it, Ozzy and Harriet. So who knows? Hey, you like ice cream? An ice cream brand in China is catching heat because their ice cream won't melt, even when you hit it with a blowtorch. They claim it's all natural. Yeah, it's all natural. It's 6:55, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, Jerry and the Pacemakers. This was also the name of their movie they filmed in 1965.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Yeah, right after the Beatles had the movie A Hard Day's Night, all the British groups started making movies. Jerry and the Pacemakers made this movie, Ferry Across the Mersey. And the Dave Clark Five had a movie called Having a Wild Weekend. All were made by United Artists. They made all these films one after another for all these British invasion groups. 6:58, speaking about the DC Five.
Whoa! Can't you see that she's smart? We've been together for a long, long time. And yet they're trying so very hard to pull us apart. Say
It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check your morning news. Local news.